Chapter 2. Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, everyone who is judging, for in that in which thou dost judge the other, thyself thou dost condemn, for the same things thou dost practice, who art judging. And we have known that the judgment of God is according to truth, upon those practicing such things. And dost thou think this, O man, who art judging those who such things are practicing, and art doing them, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or the riches of his goodness, and forbearance, and longsuffering, dost thou despise, not knowing that the goodness of God doth lead thee to reformation? But, according to thy hardness and impenitent heart, thou dost treasure up to thyself wrath, in a day of wrath, and of the revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who shall render to each according to his works. To those, indeed, who in continuance of a good work, do seek glory, and honor, and incorruptibility, life age during. And to those contentious, and disobedient, indeed, to the truth, and obeying the unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and distress, upon every soul of man that is working the evil, both of Jew first, and of Greek. And glory, and honor, and peace, to every one who is working the good, both to Jew first, and to Greek. For there is no acceptance of faces with God. For as many as without law did sin, without law also shall perish, and as many as did sin in law, through law shall be judged. For not the hearers of the law are righteous before God, but the doers of the law shall be declared righteous. For, when nations that have not a law, by nature may do the things of the law, these not having a law, to themselves are a law. Who do show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also witnessing with them, and between one another the thoughts accusing, or else defending. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men, according to my good news, through Jesus Christ. Lo, thou art named a Jew, and dost rest upon the law, and dost boast in God, and dost know the will, and dost approve the distinctions, being instructed out of the law. And haste confidence that thou thyself art a leader of blind ones, a light of those in darkness, an instructor of foolish ones, a teacher of babes, having the form of the knowledge, and of the truth in the law. Thou, then, who art teaching another, thyself dost thou not teach? Thou who art preaching not to steal, dost thou steal? Thou who art saying not to commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? Thou who art abhorring the idols, dost thou rob temples? Thou who in the law dost boast, through the transgression of the law God dost thou dishonor? For the name of God, because of you is evil spoken of among the nations, according as it hath been written. For circumcision, indeed, doth profit, if law thou mayest practice, but if a transgressor of law thou mayest be, thy circumcision hath become uncircumcision. If, therefore, the uncircumcision the righteousness of the law may keep, shall not his uncircumcision for circumcision be reckoned? And the uncircumcision, by nature, fulfilling the law, shall judge thee who, through letter and circumcision, art a transgressor of law. For he is not a Jew, who is so outwardly, neither is circumcision that, which is outward in flesh. But a Jew is he, who is so inwardly, and circumcision is of the heart, in spirit, not in letter, of which the praise is not of men, but of God.